Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
For Bills fans. Let's go, Buffalo! By Bills fans.
Only Buffalo is going to win it!
This is the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast with Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn and Alex Jones.
This is pandemonium!
Here's Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn.
And welcome back for another edition of the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast, fresh off our own bye week here as we like to observe the bye here on the BBDH Podcast. Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn, Alex Jones with you, and the Buffalo Bills will look to shake off a two-game losing streak as they get set ahead to Carolina to take on the Panthers coming up here in Week 8. So, you know, we've had a lot of time to digest everything here, and it seems like, yeah, the sky is falling. Bills fans are out in droves right now. Everything's bad. Everyone needs to be fired. It's just terrible right now. How can you keep Bills Mafia calm here, Alex?
I mean, it's not like last season we went on a two-game lose streak and then, you know, everybody was injured and then we got back from it and actually ended up having a huge, I think it was like a seven-game win streak after it. So that's never happened before, ever once, Brad.
They've never, ever lost out of the bye under Sean McDermott as well. So that's something key to point out here. Lots of rest, and I think taking on an interesting opponent here in the Carolina Panthers, because I'm not 100% sure what to make of them. They've looked good against some okay teams, I would say, some bad teams as well, i.e. the Miami Dolphins. Atlanta's pretty good. We'll get into that matchup for. Let's rewind back to several weeks ago, about a week and a half ago on Monday Night Football in Atlanta, game one of a two-game slate on Monday Night Football. And really, I think the defense played a strong second half, but the offense just played an absolute stinker in this one. What did you make of it here, Alex?
I concur, Brad. It was just, it looked out of sync. It looked out of sorts. Josh looked out of sync, out of sorts. It looks like he didn't trust anybody. It is interesting. It does seem like Josh doesn't have, outside of Kincaid, he doesn't have the guy who he trusts, right? Like, so far this season when they've needed a big moment, who did they go to? Dalton Kincaid. And it feels like this, in past, he's always had a guy who he liked to go to in those moments. And it feels like this year he just doesn't have that guy. Or rather, that guy was injured for the game. It feels like, when he needs that, when they needed a big moment, who did they go to? Dalton Kincaid, against the Ravens, against a few other teams. Like, he seems like the guy Josh really prefers to target.
It's either him or Khalil Shakir, and we saw him trying to get Shakir the ball, and it felt just forced. Saw him picked off several times in this game. Overall, it just wasn't in sync whatsoever. The thing that miffed me was, second half starts, they start running the football, James Cook scores, and then after that, they just went completely away from the run.
Yeah, and it just wasn't a good game, Brad. Like, to be honest, top to bottom, bad game across the board.
Yeah, defense came in, Greg Rousseau with a nice block on a field goal, so they kept him in it, but then it just wasn't enough. They lose by 10, 24, 14 in Atlanta. All right, so any other takeaways you had from this game other than, the Bills just played bad?
I mean, that's essentially it, Brad, right? Like, it's not, again, the world's not ending. This team isn't going to miss the playoffs. It's just a couple bad game streaks that kind of, honestly, the Bills kind of hit these streaks where they do this. They hit, like, it's not uncommon for them to hit a little period where it's like, this was a rough look. Like, that's happened quite a few times under the McDermott era, and it happens with every football team. The Chiefs went on a two-game losing streak, I think, to start the year. Like, they haven't looked good at all, and they're still talked about as one of the best teams in football, so those games are going to happen. Football's a sport for that reason. It's the whole point behind it. And you know what, it just, it sucks. But if it's, you know, if it continues, it becomes a worrisome trend.
How do you see the Bills going out here this week without, I mean, we'll get into the game a little more in depth, but right now, how do you think they silence the doubters even within their own fan base?
I think you just go out there and show, you know what, hey, this team is who we thought they were all offseason. Just go out there, handle it, easy as that.
Well, the Buffalo Bills coming off the bye, like I said, they have never lost off of a bye week under Sean McDermott. So I think keep that thought in the back of your mind. I think that definitely helps in this one, at least for the Buffalo Bills here. What do you think Bobby Babbage does to get this defense turned? I know the big news this week is they have a couple players coming off suspension and Michael Hoyt and Okunjobi. What do you make of these guys coming off? Can they help? What can Bobby Babbage do to help flip the script?
You know, I think it's just they need to start building that that rapport they have. To be honest, like, it's, they need to just start trusting each other in the back end, because really it seems like the secondary doesn't trust each other. And that's kind of the big difference, right? Is the fact that if the secondary is not trusting each other to be where they need to be, then you get into a severe issue of like, oh, well, now everybody's a little out of place. Everybody's kind of doing their own thing. And this team that, you know, for the longest time in the secondary was absolutely humming, now is looking like one of the weaker teams at that position.
How about offensively? Obviously, you know, Josh spreading the rock around here, you know, make everyone eat and everyone eat well in this one. But, I mean, we talked about them, you know, establishing the run, and it just seems like they've just completely shied away from it.
Yeah, you got to get back to basics, to be honest. Like, that's dance with the girl who got you here. Pound the rock up the middle. Get after it. I think honestly, it seems like the offensive line has been dealing with some injuries as well. And so I think they've been kind of banged up and a little injured and a little sore. And I think the bye week, getting their bodies right, is going to be huge.
Let's look over the injury report going into this game. A 1 o'clock kickoff versus the Carolina Panthers coming up this weekend in Charlotte. And like we said, it's a week 8 game as they take on their next opponent here from the NFC South, Tampa Bay, coming up in a couple weeks as well. But right now, I mean, they've got to come in here and take care of business. 1 o'clock kickoff from, I believe, PNC Bank Stadium there in Charlotte. Looking over the injuries right now, a very incomplete injury report. They've only, at least at Buffalo.com, reported through Wednesday at this rate. But right now it's Terrell Bernard limited in practice with an ankle injury. Maxwell Hairston, his 21-day window was activated after the bye. Limited in practice with that knee injury he sustained in camp. Daquan Jones, the defensive tackle, did not practice Wednesday with his calf injury. He popped that during pregame warmups. We'll see about Dalton Kincaid. We talked about his impact to the offense here. Limited in practice with an oblique on Wednesday. Matt Milano, limited with a pectoral injury. Saw him doing drills. Hopefully he's good to go in this one. Joshua Palmer, who went out hurt in this game, we'll see. A knee ankle injury, this could keep him out for a little bit here. They said week to week. He did not practice on Wednesday. Taylor Rapp did not practice with a knee injury. And then Curtis Samuel, they didn't even update. They just left it blank. Just say ribs, and it says nothing. Fantastic. On the Carolina Panthers side of the ball here, Cam Jackson did not practice. Bryce Young, he's probably going to be out of this one. Full participant was linebacker DJ Wanham and Princely U here at linebacker. He was a full participant. Damian Lewis was a full participant. And JC Horn full participant this week. So out of the injuries right now, I'd say the biggest one here, looking offensively, Dalton Kincaid, will he be good to go in this one with that oblique injury? And what's the status? Will Matt Milano be good to go? I think Hairston, I think we're still there. I heard someone mention week 10 today. If we have to wait that long, we have to wait that long here. But right now, what do you make the injury report?
I mean, it's lengthy, but it's going in the right direction, right? That's where you want to be headed out of the bye, is getting it better, getting all these guys back ready to go. And it is always good when you can get some reinforcements. And I think Maxwell Hairston really is going to change up what they want to be able to do, because it seems like they came in this idea of like, hey, we're actually going to run a lot of man this year. And then he gets hurt and they're like, I guess we got to drop to zone. Like, now we're putting Taylor Rapp in position where you really want to put him into. And now there's holes that are being found.
Looking at across the board here, Buffalo comes in ranked fourth in the NFL at 27.8 points per game. That 14 points they only scored, yeah, that definitely hurt that average here. But Carolina coming in at 20.7. Buffalo averaging third in the NFL at 378 yards per game. Carolina at 19th at 326. Buffalo first in the league at time of possession. And Carolina's right there behind them, second in the league. Right there behind him at 32.5, Buffalo at 33.11. Buffalo 14th in sacks. Carolina is 11th with interceptions. 8th in the NFL is Carolina with 6. Buffalo is towards the bottom of the league with only 2 interceptions on the year. Buffalo minus 1 in the turnover differential. Carolina minus 2 at this rate. What do you make of this game? I mean, I feel like I would not look past the Carolina Panthers. Just one game below the Bills here at 4-3 in this Week 8 matchup. But the thing is, there is not going to be Bryce Young. It looks like it's going to be Andy Dalton, who is 1-1 against the Sean McDermott Buffalo Bills, 4-2 all time. I believe he beat McDermott. I think it was that first year.
Yes.
Yeah, and then yep. It was in 2019 that ultimately Sean McDermott beat Andy Dalton when he was a member of the Bengals. So, yeah, what do you make of this game? Andy Dalton, shocking to believe he's even still in the league at this point.
Yeah, I don't disagree, Brad. It's a guy who knows where the ball needs to be, knows the offense, but at the same time, like, how much are you actually getting out of him? It was the first Andy Dalton win was Josh Allen's rookie year. The year after he broke the drought and they came back for that big game, and then he like beat down on the Bills pretty good. Or was that preseason?
That was preseason, but I still right. felt it was, I think it was in 2017 actually. The season that they helped end the drought is when they lost here. I'm going to verify that right now.
I'm trying to think. Or was it 2019 on his like last run with the Bengals? I'm trying to remember.
Well, I know 2019 was Josh's second year, and I'm pretty sure that's when they started the season 3-0, and they were the third game on that win streak. The first one was a loss in 2017. Yeah, it was 2016 was the final score. It was a close one. I think A.J. Green, I remember, catching a late touchdown in that one. So ultimately, that's how it was. And then 2019, Buffalo got a 21-17 win over the Bengals. But those
are... Oh, my gosh, Brad. What a trip down history lane.
Right? Yep. Going back in time here. So, I mean, he's still a veteran of this league. Obviously his best days are behind him, especially when Cincinnati decided to let him go. But I think he's a guy who, because of his veteran leadership and status here, you can easily plug him in right now. What do you think of Dowdle coming in here at the running back position? 551 rush yards on the season, 2 touchdowns. you know, I think the former Cowboy has looked strong for them this year on the ground game, and I think that's what keeps Carolina in this game is their ability to run the football.
I agree, Brad, and I think it's, you know, if there's an opening right now that teams think they can exploit, that certainly would be it. And I think the Bills are going to basically be like, all right, we're going to just force Andy Dalton to beat us. I think that's the game plan coming in, and I think Ogunjobi and Hawk both being there really helps us with that.
How much of this game do you feel like that it almost has to be or is an offensive shootout where Buffalo's offense really needs to come out early and dictate the pace of this game? I feel like that they're going to really lean on the 2024 MVP and Josh Allen on this one. I know they lean on him all the time, but right now I think Josh has to come out gunning in this one, and I expect them to be the ones who have to set the pace that'll dictate how this game goes.
I completely agree, Brad. I think that you got to just be like, hey, we need a big game from Josh, and I think that's that is the entire story of the game. If Josh comes out and looks good and the offense looks clicking, it's game over, because I don't think the Panthers genuinely can stay with the Bills for four quarters if the Bills are running at top flight.
And we've talked about it before. I'm sure Joe Brady has to listen to this podcast. Joe, if you're listening here, can you please give us a heavy dose of James Cook? You know, when James cooks, everyone eats.
Yeah, and that's it. You need a big dose of James Cook. He needs to be running the rock. He really needs to be getting after it, because, you know, I would actually like to see some change up the offense ever so slightly, maybe some earlier downs of Ray Davis, because to be honest, like, having him just sit there and then not use James Cook,
especially down the stretch.
Yes, exactly. And like, use him in passing down too. He's such a weapon.
Because that's where it was really head scratching in that Atlanta game. Is they're trying to drive, and it, you know, nothing against Ty Johnson. He is their third down back. But late in that game, you don't put your home run hitter out on the field. That didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
No, it didn't. No, it did not.
And I don't know if they really just have just a hard snap count that they're doing here on James Cook, really trying to keep everyone healthy for a long run. But I don't know. To me, it almost feels like that they look too far down the road, especially this last game against Atlanta, that this is a game to really set the tone and bounce back, and that's what I'm looking for out of the Bills this week.
That's what I'm looking for as well, Brad. Just a real, I mean, you got to get everything back to the way it was. You need to go back to the game plan those first 3 weeks where it was, looked like this team was one of the ones who are like, hey, this is one of the best teams in the league. And you know what? If you don't do that, you're going to fail. You know what I mean? It's just going to be a failure. Unfortunately, so it was looking like a great season. It's a tough look.
Well, we said the Bills take on the Panthers from PNC Bank Stadium there in Charlotte. This game will be televised on Fox, first Fox broadcast of the year. Adam Amin on play-by-play, Greg Olson on color. Love Olson. I thought he got a raw deal when they basically pushed him out for Tom Brady. Pam Oliver, who is one of the better sideline reporters in the NFL, longtime sideline reporter. Looking for this broadcast. I've made my opinion known. I don't love Fox's NFL broadcast, but in this one, I think we got a decent crew.
Yeah, I completely agree, Brad.
All right. Well, a reminder here as we wind down this week's podcast post-bind, follow us across our social media platforms. Follow the Buffalo Bills Draft House at drafthousesports.com, on Twitter at DHS Buffalo. You can follow Alex at TW Callahan DHS, and you can follow yours truly here at Bills Bruiser. Find us at Facebook at facebook.com/Buffalo Bills Draft House. All right, so Bills, Panthers, and I would think that this team is really, to Josh said, you know, we're focused on week 8. Right now, their matchup is the Panthers, not looking ahead to Kansas City. But you got to wonder, in a realistic world, does that bubble in the back of their mind? I think the culture of this program is they're looking at week 8. I would hope they're not looking ahead. But if they lose this game, I think heads will start spinning going into that Chief game.
I agree, Brad. But I think it's, to be honest with you, I think it's going to be, I don't think they're looking ahead. I genuinely don't think they don't feel like a team that is going to get in their feels like that. They are normally too smart to allow that to happen.
All right, what's everything? Let's just sum it up here, Alex. For the Bills to walk out with a 5-2 record moving into week 9. What has to go right offensively?
James Cook, 125 yards. Josh Allen, 250 yards through the air.
How about on the defensive side of the football? I feel like they have to get some turnovers in this one.
Two takeaways and a plus two on the turnover margin.
And the one injury that we haven't heard about, I haven't even seen if they activated his window. Alex, fill me in here. Have you heard anything on the potential return of Tyler Bass at the field goal game? Not that we need him right now. Matt Prater has been kicking the ball really well under that weird shank he had against the Miami Dolphins. Prater has looked really nice here for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I have not heard anything, Brad. I don't know if there's even a timetable for it to return, to be honest. Like, those hard soft tissue injuries are really, really difficult to rehab, and it's going to be interesting to see when he comes back.
And that almost makes me wonder, I mean, what if potentially we do not see him back this season if they just keep him on IR for the rest of the year?
I mean, it wouldn't be shocking. It wouldn't be shocking.
Taylor Rapp likely out in this one. We'll see. Damar Hamlin, who did not play against Atlanta, not on the injury report. So I feel like that bodes good news that maybe we'll see him rotate into this game.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, you know what? Can't hurt.
And then on Hairston, how do you feel on him? I feel like there's no need to ramp him up now. I don't think you're facing that type of pass attack. If you could have him ready for the Chief game the week after, lovely. But at this rate, you do what you can with Trey White and company out there. Yeah, with what you have.
Yeah, ramp him up. I mean, maybe even get him some snaps in there. I mean, you're going to have to release a guy, so I'm going to guess they're going to wait until after. They're probably going to wait till after all is said and done to get that, after this game, to get everything locked in.
And another guy that we didn't see listed on the injury report this week, several that we didn't have in weeks prior here. All right, I was going to say the name now. I'm totally blanking. Christian Benford, who was pretty much hobbled in the Atlanta game. His name not on the injury report this week.
I think that just might have been a contusion, to be honest with you, Brad. I think he's a guy who takes a couple shots at muscles, and as long as you're able to rest that, you should be good.
Offensively, Curtis Samuel, like I said, they didn't even list his status on the Bills official website. I hate to say it, but with all the injuries he's had, he feels like a free agent signee bust.
Yeah, I completely agree, Brad. I don't think... To be honest with you, he hasn't lived up to that contract at all. I think they had a plan for him, and it just never really worked out to be what they wanted it to be. it's kind of been Curtis Samuel's whole thing, right? His whole career was, hey, he has this potential to live up to, and he just, for whatever reason, can't do it.
We saw Keon Coleman with a fantastic week one, and has just gone pretty quiet. They kind of went away from him. He was suspended part of a game. I don't know. Is this guy ever going to be able to find a way to get separation? That's my question concerning Keon Coleman.
You know, I think it's one of those times where it may never be, you know, he's not the guy, but he's a part of the team. And unfortunately, I don't know. Only time will tell, Brad.
Other final thoughts going into this week 8 matchup here versus the Carolina Panthers?
Just happy to everybody healthy and ready to go.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast. Find us across Twitter at DHS Buffalo. Follow me at Bills Bruiser. Follow Alex at TW Callahan DHS. You can find us at facebook.com/Buffalo Bills Draft House and DraftHouseSports.com. Bills Panthers, a 1 o'clock kickoff from PNC Bank Stadium in Charlotte. Game will be televised on Fox. For Alex Jones, I'm Brad the Bruiser Eichhorn. Go Bills!
This has been the Buffalo Bills Draft House Podcast.
Available on Spotify, Odyssey, Prime Music, Audible, or wherever you get your podcasts.
An R Street Media production.